I don't know what happened with Dean. Catherine talked to him last night, so we know. And then his phone's going straight to voicemail, so I don't know if something's wrong. I don't know what the deal is, but we will see what happens here directly. We're going to continue. We got some more news stories. If you do want to call in, it's a perfect opportunity. 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. Barbara, did you get that book?
I hope so. Yeah. As soon as you get it, give us a call.
Well, if you want a book, we'll give away a book. If somebody calls in, wants to talk about something, we'll send a book to them.
Yeah, we'll sign it.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll give you a little incentive to call in.
Yeah. If you want a book, we'd love to give away the book. The book's important. Last night, Patriots Soapbox, Alan Meyer, we've had him as a guest. He wanted me to come on. He wanted me to come on for 2 hours. I will never do that again. It's way too long. I mean, not that I didn't have a good time, but it's so long.
It can be draggy at some point in time.
Too long. 2 hours is a long time for it to be interviewed.
Time. Yes, I agree.
Anyway.
You have to break things up. Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, so we were talking about the book there and how, you know, as time goes on, the book was written, like 7 years ago now?
7, 8 years ago. It becomes more and more poignant.
The book is more significant right now.
Yeah, more significant right now. Yes, absolutely.
And a lot of the information in it, this is how I started to know Google was censoring everything. Mm-hmm. The information that was in it was easy to get 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
So the stories, the references, the what have you.
Yeah.
And today, they're not. A lot of them are not.
I agree.
And so a lot of the information
it's
in there.
It's hard to find what we put in that book. It's hard.
I'm trying to look for my.
You can find Snopes way easier than you can find quotes from George Washington.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Anyway, so the book, you want a copy of the book, call in, and then you can ask a question or whatever kind of comment that you have. Mm-hmm. Getting to some more of these news stories. I'm fascinated by this burger. I remember being a little kid, and they said,
Go ahead. Yeah, it was about 20 years ago, I think. We did that test. There was a big thing saying, yeah, these burgers, you can put them away in your pantry and eat them a year later. And we said, that can't be that. That's got to be garbage.
There's
no way.
They
wouldn't serve that. We thought it was the biggest lie. Because that was like, what is a myth? You know, the myth.
Mythbusters.
Yeah, whatever it was. And sure, we put it in the cabinet, bought it. I forget where we bought it from. I'm not going to say who we bought it from. But we bought it, put it in the cabinet. We waited 2 weeks. Opened it up. There wasn't any mold. There wasn't anything on it. It looked exactly the same. We closed the door. 2 weeks later, we did the same thing. It looked exactly the same. You know, a little bit rough around the edges because of a little bit, but it looked like it could have been 8. We didn't eat it. I wouldn't eat it.
It hasn't been 24 years, but it's been a good, it's probably been 15 years since I've eaten at a McDonald's.
Yeah, me too.
It's probably been 15 years.
Yeah.
I mean, anything.
After that, I don't even think I've eaten that at McDonald's. No.
Oh, we do have our guests. We're finishing this story with. Let me finish this story real quick before we come to the. But Dean is here. It's probably a good idea to throw food away after several years have passed. That's the article from Fox. Yeah. Just a little. Maybe we'll ask Dean about that.
Yeah, but if he's had any 1-year-old burgers or 100-year-old eggs, ancestor eggs.
From Korea.
Yeah, from China.
Yeah. Dean Ryan is here from Real Deal Media. We're very excited to have him. He has an extensive YouTube channel. It's been all over. You want to see a different point of view and some different things about news? This is your man, Dean Ryan. Dean Ryan, I've never met you before. Here we go. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good. Having some phone issues here, having some reception issues, but I'm better now.
Well, I understand that. Believe me, we had a little trouble. Before we get into something too deep, did you hear the story we were talking about the grandmother had a McDonald's burger she kept in her closet for 24 years and she said it wasn't rotted? Did you see that?
I can't believe it.
You know, I've heard stories like that in the past, and McDonald's, they're very talented with their food to make that happen.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It takes a lot of talent to It takes a lot of talent to do something like that. Well, welcome to the show, Dean. I've never got a chance to meet you. I've admired your work from a distance. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into, you know, media and this type of news.
Okay, well, gee, that's a long story, but I'll make it short. I started my career at InfoWars about 8 years ago, and I was there for about almost a year, and then I hopped along to as a producer from there to Coast to Coast, and then made my rounds to National News over the years, where I still do some consultation, and then been doing radio on air with the 21st Century Wire Live, and then just all over the place, guys. I'm like the hired gun of the of the industry, but I've been everywhere, and I finally started my own network with realdealmedia.com in the wake of the, or I should say the beginning of this pandemic earlier this year. And it just took off. I didn't think I'd be this far or doing it. But then again, what else would I be doing right now? Because anyone who's anyone in media is covering what's happening, and I just kind of excelled from it because I saw the fraud. I saw the truth within all the smoke that cleared, and here I am today. So I guess that's the short version.
What are we supposed to know about this COVID thing that, you know, maybe we haven't said or haven't talked about? From your perspective, what is the most important thing out of all this?
I think the most important thing is that we're discovering that what we're told is truth that is supposed to help us, or especially in the health field, instead of taking these physicians that are experts, that are wearing the white coats as truth, we're discovering, no, that's probably killing us, and we need to figure out on our own accord what's healthy for our own property. And I don't mean our house, our homes, our cars. I mean our bodies. So people are figuring out that the entire media landscape that is that's been in here for, you know, 70 years now, is completely fraudulent. It's completely controlled. Every talking mouthpiece on the mainstream is controlled. Virtually all politicians are compromised on all sorts of fronts, and people are finding their own discernment. They're finding their own discoveries. And truly, if there's anything beautiful that's coming out of this, is this great awakening, is people are finding their own true potential of what they can achieve during this great time of darkness.
I've been surprised. I don't have a Facebook account for many reasons, but my wife does. So she'll show me things. And people that we know, we're friends with, I'm surprised what's coming out of their mouth now. I never would have thought some of the things that they're saying. They're very upset with the censorship. They absolutely hate Bill Gates. They are very suspect of anything coming out of corporate media. And I'm like, wow, I'm very encouraged. It sounds like you are too. You're encouraged here where we are, or what's happening?
Guys, I've never seen so many people talk like me and like I have over the years than I do right now. And it's kind of scary in a way. It's kind of like you're a fan of this band that has a cult following, and now the entire landscape is a fan of this, you know, small band that you've been following for years. So it's a good thing that people are, you know, science fiction is now becoming science fact. And then it's more, you know, I consider myself, I'm a conspiracy realist because it's reality. You know, the conspiracy is what Anderson Cooper has been telling us. He's the one sweating. Bill Gates is, all of a sudden, Bill Gates is a doctor now. He was a guy that made, you know, Windows 95. Now he's a, you know, he's a physician for your kids. That's the conspiracy right there. So it is the Great Awakening. And, you know, Donald Trump is the beachhead of it all. And I had a friend who had dinner with him several years ago in private, and she told me, she called me one night after years of having dinner with him, and she said, Dean, you wouldn't believe it, but Donald Trump talks exactly like you in person. He speaks exactly like you, says the same words, totally understands the shadow government. and has learned the lessons of JFK and is playing a high-level game where he's basically he's turning on the people that allowed him into the White House.
Do you think that, you know, because I've heard him get criticized quite a bit for putting Fauci out in front. You know, why did he pick Fauci? And I've turned it the other way, and I've had contacts tell me, no, this is actually a ruse. Him putting Fauci out front was actually a brilliant move because he knew how dirty he was. He knew the independent media would get on him, and now people are waking up to this because Fauci's out in front. Have you heard that also? Do you see that also?
Yeah, we made the claim, I want to say, about 8 weeks ago that Fauci is indicted. He's playing a role in order to kind of stay out of jail, made a deal. Not, I don't want to say stay out of prison fully, but made a deal to play this role of, I mean, think about it this way. If you owned a company and you had a sales department, would Anthony Fauci be the head of your sales department? Because I don't think he's doing a good job of selling vaccines. Do you guys? I mean, I don't walk away from those meetings that he was doing going, oh, that's a great point. We need to go get vaccines and quarantine for the next 2 years. Yeah, he makes a lot of sense. No, he does the opposite. And plus, anything that comes out of the Trump administration or his press conferences, the media takes and does the opposite. They always spin it. So, yeah, he's playing a role. Same with Burks. And I can't prove it now. And by the way, that was told to us from the top. And they told us a whole slew of other things that I'm sure we can get to.
Well, like what? Are you saying there's sealed indictments on these people that we see?
Yeah.
What are you saying? Go ahead. Go ahead. Say it now. Spill it. It's just me and you. Nobody else is listening. Go ahead. Say it.
Right. I kind of figured that. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. So I am saying that Fauci is playing a role. He is indicted. And, okay, so what we're looking at is why can't we take the vaccine thing down right now? Well, the real reason is if we were to take down the House of Cards, take down the CDC, the whole vaccine, expose everything, what Trump realized and what everyone realized is in the Senate, over 50% of the GOP in the Senate are tied to vaccines financially. Tied to the CDC, the
big
whole thing,
pharma,
the
right. Big pharma owns
big
them.
Pharma,
yeah.
Right? Exactly. They would all go to prison, you know, like tomorrow. So, and Trump would lose the entire Senate because the GOP has the majority of the Senate. So, what they're doing is they're playing along. He's pumping up the vaccine, big pharma industry full of money every time he says vaccine or talks about it. Every time he talks about it, there's more money goes into the stock market. More money goes into the stock market. And then so what he's trying to do is the following. He's trying to play them, in a sense, to get his agenda done toward the end of this year. And then going into the new year, what his plans are is to loot the CDC, take down the CDC, the whole vaccine agenda by March of next year. Replace the GOP after the election. You know, we're talking like Mitt Romney, Bathhouse Rubio, all those guys. Replace them in the next year. Because if he loses them now, guess who takes over? You know, China does. Or AKA the Democrat Party, because that's who Democrats are. They are the Chinese Communist Party this year. So that's kind of the crux of the situation. It's not very black and white. There's a lot of gray area, and that's what we're dealing with.
Is it true Barron was damaged? I mean, I've been told that pretty much point blank, that Trump believes Barron was damaged by vaccines.
Well, yeah, there's truth to that, yeah.
Interesting.
Go ahead. There's definite truth to that. I mean, I think there's a reason you don't see him in public. I think there's a reason Trump says that the cure shouldn't be worse than the
disease.
The proposed. Yeah, exactly. Which is, you know, it's damaging people. So what the brilliance of it all is that the entire time And he knew whatever he proposed, the media would attack. So I believe the whole hydroxychloroquine was put out there in front as a head fake. So the entire, 4 or 5 months now, whatever it was, the entire mainstream, the entire Hollywood establishment, media was attacking it. While the entire time, they had plasma being built to then roll out with what he said, oh, we're going to roll out the vaccines in phase four, starting in September, which that's this month. They're preparing the phase four rollout, which they're saying, oh, it's going to happen in December. But within the plasma, from what I heard, that you guys probably heard about, I believe, last week, that there are ingredients and supplements that contain the same things as hydroxychloroquine that are in the plasma. So
yes,
it's a brilliant move. Yeah, it's a very brilliant move on that front.
Mm. That makes me go into one of the other topics I want to talk about, censorship. I am shocked by some of these reactions of people, the doctors, Stella Emanuel, among others, getting up talking about hydroxy, and then YouTube takes them down. Facebook takes it down. And if they would have done nothing, I mean, maybe they think it, obviously, it would have been worse for them. If they would have done nothing, they would not have the response that I've seen. You talk about anger. It's not so much that hydroxy is a good, bad, or indifferent, yes or no. It's, what do you mean I can't see a video by a bunch of doctors that are treating people with hydroxy? What do you mean that you are shutting down those videos? Who are you? I can watch these things. The backlash I've seen that way has been encouraging and been like a real rage in these people. I mean, they're fired up about this. Do you think that this can snowball into something else? Because this irate nature we're seeing, I don't think they're going to swallow what the pill that they're about to try to give us.
Right. So I think the hydroxy takedown or the doctors, as you're talking about, it's almost, that's an easy way to start the censorship now, because, you know, there's a whole demographic that totally didn't even know what we're talking about, or they say, oh, is that that thing that Trump talks about? Yeah, let's take that down. That thing's not safe. I think they're using that as an out, they as the YouTube, Google people, to then almost, in a sense, get it done now, start censoring anyone that says that or anyone that's of that ilk, because of what's coming down the road of the arrest, the Steven Spielberg arrest, the the Bill Gates arrest, the Obama and Hillary arrest.
Hold on. Do you really think Bill Gates is going to get arrested? Because, I mean, I've heard that, you know, I'd like to hope that these people are going to be accountable. Well, I mean, do you really feel that?
Well, if you look at the executive order of December 21st, 2017, the Trump executive order, it freezes the assets of human traffickers within the United States. Well, guess who's getting tied to Epstein now, even that MSNBC has to admit, and it's coming up again? Well, that's Bill Gates. So if we know that the executive order is freezing the assets of anyone tied to human trafficking or crimes against humanity, well, isn't that the Clinton Foundation? Isn't that the Obama Foundation? Isn't that the, Gates Foundation? I think so. So that's going to be unveiled as we go forward. And you want to talk about how do we get out of debt? How do we get this country rich again? Well, what happens when we loot the Clinton Foundation, the Obama Foundation, the Gates Foundation, all these things, is all that money comes back to the Treasury, which I believe that's one way we're going to get out of this into this new financial American system, not the global one that China wants. They want to put in our stimulus bill. So anyways, do I believe Bill Gates is going to be arrested? I could make the case that he's in the same situation as Fauci. And I mean, just the way he's so cookie cutter Dr. Evil, and he's on all the Tonight Shows, he's dancing with Ellen, he's just promoting his evil so in our face. It just seems so contrived and like, okay, there's something more than, yeah, he's the Dr. Evil or the Rick Moranis.
He's playing a role.
Baseball,
he's a character.
Yeah.
He's become a character.
Exactly. It's a little too cookie cutter for me that people don't look at that guy and go, oh, I feel better about, you know, the safety and security of my family's in his hands. I don't see that happening.
Oh, let's talk more about human trafficking. This is a big deal. We only got about 2 minutes before the break, but certainly on the other side, let's get into this. I have been told, and I think it's pretty clear now, the Trump presidency kind of marked an open season on human trafficking. Would you agree with that? Is that what you have seen?
Well, he signed 4 executive orders combating sex trafficking, human trafficking. They started an underground war in April, taking down the MS-13. They had tunnels. We were one of the only shows at the Real Deal Report that covered the actual underground war that we, in L.A., we spotted it coming out of Long Beach Harbor. We had eyewitnesses that found the actual tunnel that was being guarded. It went all the way to the Playboy Mansion, and then it connected to Getty's Museum up there in L.A., and it was about a mile down. I mean, it was a very vast breakaway civilization that's been under Los Angeles since, like, the 1920s. Which originally just started as a tiny little tunnel for bootlegging, but it's those tunnels that are all over the United States. And if you look at it from space, like from a telescope, and you look down at Earth, they built these tunnels since then, and they mirror the actual the star system. So you see Galileo, the Big Dipper. That's how they mirrored the tunnels for some reason. Just like that, and throughout all the big cities, majority of them, and all these earthquakes that people talked about are felt in Utah, North Carolina. They're blowing up all the underground bases. I've actually spoken to the special forces, who's actually pushed the button to blow them up.
Whoa, this is big news. See, this is the beginning of the show today. You said something on one of your videos that I heard. That just was completely provocative. I had to ask you about it. This is what it is. I mean, what you're saying now, this is mind-blowing information. The break is starting right now. There's the music. We're going to jump back right back on the other side. Dean Ryan, Real Deal Media, realdealmedia.com. It's a pleasure to have him on. It's nice to meet him. And, yeah, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. soils, they receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat New Mana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiobiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com is a website where you can get great products to help your life. If you haven't noticed, your health, your independence, your freedom is really up to you, your community, your family, what have you. The people we have trusted, they've kind of let us down. Not kind of, they have. And so that's one of the things this show is dedicated to, is giving you this information and giving you ability and products to change your life. Thank you for your support, for your purchases, your donation. This is what allows us to have people like Dean on. And, yeah, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Great specials. Ed McCabe will be here tomorrow, Mr. Oxygen, among other things. So check it out. Thank you for your purchases. Thank you for your energy. We're here because of you. Thank you, and you're welcome for what we do. Talking to Dean from Real Deal Media, realdealmedia.com. Before the break, the thing that caught, as I was doing research on you or some of your media stuff before this interview, the thing that absolutely twisted my mind was this concept of human trafficking, these tunnels throughout the country. And that even the earthquakes that we are seeing in Utah, there were centered some earlier this year, that they were actually caused because people were blowing up, physically blowing up tunnels, underground trafficking tunnels. That was so provocative. That was so out there, but so I wanted to hear everything about it. So just take us wherever you want to go. Explain this.
Okay. So I was in Los Angeles. I went there to spend St. Patrick's Day with a lady friend of mine who convinced me to come to California, and I was living in Dallas at the time. So I said, okay, that sounds like a great idea. Got stuck there because that was when Armageddon and the Twilight Zone on steroids started, the lockdown.
Right.
So I said, okay, well, it's just going to be 2 weeks. How can it hurt? Well, it's following Operation Lockstep, the leaked document from the Rockefeller Foundation, which just lays out everything they're trying
from
to do with the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yes, 2010, which is real and frightening. So I get stuck there, and then I started, I said, well, I'll start reporting on what I see happening, what I think is happening. I've been in this field for a while, kind of retired from it for a bit. Anyways, to make a long story short, there were earthquakes even in L.A. that did not feel like earthquakes. I'm from L.A., Orange County, Southern California area. I've been through earthquakes, and they go, you know, they shake, and then they shake down when they're done. The ones that happened in Inglewood, for example, was a 3.7 magnitude earthquake, but it was not like an earthquake. It was like an explosion. You can hear a pop. And those happened throughout the country in places that have never even seen. They're like, an earthquake in North Carolina? Are you kidding? Yeah, well, that's where these earthquakes are happening for, you know, this year. And there are deep underground military bases that are not really part of our military. I mean, you know, Michael Aquino was like the head intelligence of the Army, and he's a freely admitted Satanist that was in the kids. They experimented on children. The children are the currency of this deep state, of this of the elite. They use them just like Hunger Games and all these things. They use them to hunt. They'll just grow kids from the underground. Or remember those that breakaway Mormon family on the border of California and Mexico that were killed by the cartels?
Yes.
Recently? Yeah, well, they were trafficked kids from the Mormon sector that were just pumping out all these children that then get sold on the black market. Well, they're tied to, like, Mitt Romney, who's allegedly tied to a lot of the sex trafficking. In fact, the girl that was killed in by the cartels, there's a picture of her and Barack Obama together. Now, how did that happen? So
what? I did not see that.
Yeah, I think her name, God, I can't think of her name right now. But we had
you're
it on the
show. My mind like, right now in these connections. I mean, you either like got the best imagination ever, or this is like totally chilling. Anyway, continue on.
Okay, so the MS-13, they have been doing all, they're henchmen of the deep state. They come from El Salvador. They've infiltrated our society big time, whether it's police, military, and they, you know, they have the tattoos on their face, some of them, but they've been using the underground in, to ship the children, to ship the fentanyl that comes from China, which they're shipping from Venezuela. And we'll get back to that in a second. So, that's what's happening. These kids are being trafficked. They're doing science experiments on these kids. They're doing. They're using them for sexual compromising of the elite or people in power. And they're just doing everything under there. And MS-13 have been doing a lot of the dirty deeds. Hence, Seth Rich, who was killed in D.C. That's going to come out that he was killed by them. It was a hit job. That Hillary and Podesta did. So this was really happening. And I actually spoke to the guy. He said, yeah, we located where all the underground.
The guy, when you say the guy, you spoke with the guy. What do you mean? The guy who?
Special Forces. Excuse me. Special Forces. And they just busted up a 1,000-person sex ring for kids that stemmed from Alabama and went all the way up to Ohio, which is the favorite place or the breeding ground for a lot of kids. They steal a lot of runaways, and they give to the elites in New York, D.C., L.A., Vegas. So those are all the big consumers. Now, America is the number one consumer of human trafficking in the entire world. Right now,
really?
Because Trump busted. Yes, because Trump busted up with executive orders, special forces busting up the underground warfare, or I'm sorry, the deep underground military bases and tunnels that these are happening. He took it down, and now the whole well's dried up. I reported the other day that they're so desperate now. These human traffickers are so desperate, they're going to Target. They're going to Walmart and Teams, department stores, where moms, where wives are taking your kids and other kids just to go shopping for the day. So if they see a mom who's alone with her kid or kids, they target her. So they're writing on people's cars and parking lots right now, 1F, 1B on the back window so the rest of their team can see. That means one female, one baby. They find the mom. They disrupt her. They make her, you know, they distract her and they steal the baby. because it's so dried up. And that baby that was worth, you know, $50,000 or $100,000, it's worth double that now. That is the biggest epidemic. And now I just found out a week ago, the number one city in California, for example, of this human trafficking hub or center where a lot of this is happening is Anaheim, California. That's right. And I was shocked. That's the home of Disneyland. It's the home of the Angels, the Ducks. There's all these interwoven freeways together.
Is that a coincidence, Disneyland there being there?
It's no coincidence, and there's a lot. This is the big one. This is where I'm getting to the top here. It's majorly invested, influenced by China. The Chinese have eaten up all of Orange County, a lot of it. The entire Bay Area, San Francisco, L.A. What I'm getting at, guys, is we're not fighting Democrats. We're fighting foreign superpowers that have infiltrated the United States political system in a political party, to be exact. And that country is China. California, Oregon, in Washington, and let's throw in New York in there as well, are proxy states of China. Just like Venezuela is a proxy state of China. They have all their bases throughout Venezuela. They're shipping the fentanyl into Mexico and Guatemala. They're shipping the kids from there, too. And guess who started this Antifa and who trained them originally? They were initially started and trained in Venezuela. All the tactics, the rules for radicals, all that stuff. And China shipped it here. Now, remember, they had a 40-year contract in the Long Beach port, one of our biggest ports in the country, by Obama. They gave them a 40-year contract. And Trump ripped that up last year. They had their 5G Huawei by Huawei. It was giving us cancer, all the 5G throughout the United States. Littered through, they had the best deals of a lifetime of a century. Then when I was in L.A., guys, I was freaked out. The first night I realized, why are there helicopters by my window? And then I looked out at nighttime, about 10 o'clock, and I realized, oh, my God, that's a drone. And I'm in a science fiction nightmare right now. And I realized over 50% of the United States police precincts, all the police departments, are using DJI drones. DJI is China. The ICE and DHS warned all the police precincts, especially LAPD. They said, well, we just want to let you guys know, do not use DJI because they're taking all the infrastructure information that these drones survey, all the facial recognition, all the police information, and it goes back to the Chinese Communist Party. They have it all. And then I had a viewer reach out to me and say, Dean, I'm in the aviation field. You need to know that DJI in China, they've completely taken over the FAA. When planes went from analog to digital, it went to the Chinese model system. They control it. They can take down a plane at will by a press of a button. They're in. It's so infiltrated into this country, I don't think people even have an idea. Then if you're Trump or you're a president, how do you tell the people, yeah, California, that's really the new Beijing, that you're really living in China or Portland? I mean, look what's happening. Look what's happening. There's a UN influence. This globalist takeover. In Australia, seeing it, do Australians know that China owns all their natural water reservoirs? I mean, this is what they've done by stealth, but they didn't hack Hillary Clinton's emails. She gave them the password. You know, so they have their little sock puppets like Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. He's not in control. He just has good hair. He's there to take the fall, and it was promised protection.
Let me interject here. What you're saying now is massive. I want to get to that and into that kind of where we're going, what's next, you know, what do we need to beware? Let me back up one thing you said. You mentioned 5G. Obviously, vaccines are a big issue coming up. 5G is a big issue. The control, the health implications, what have you. Where are we with 5G? Is some progress being made here that we can stop this from being a blight on our country?
So the 5G Huawei, which has been giving us cancer. You know, China's been doing a form of soft kill on us, the Americans. We have the highest cancer rate in the world. And my belief is when we ripped up the contracts to get rid of the Huawei company, but China's Huawei 5G, I believe a lot of states and cities complied, but I don't believe everyone did. I mean, just like the Trump executive order, social media on big tech, are they really following that? I don't think so. So I believe places like New York, places like L.A., Seattle, they're going to go and stick with the 5G Huawei, from China. The other side of the spectrum, the other side of the coin that I heard is that this new 5G that Trump is talking about or the people for it is being controlled by Space Force, where they have the 5G coming from space, in a sense, and Space Force is cleaning it with these space magnets. I know it sounds weird, but so there's a lot more to it than we're being told, good and bad. So there's a lot more information, I believe, we're going to find out about it going into the new year, that, hey, maybe this 5G that the administration is talking about is going to be controlled by Space Force. They're cleaning it with magnets. The ones that's killing us, yeah, they're from the Communist Chinese Party. So we're going to find that out as we go into this election cycle and to the new year.
Just to be clear, I just can't get over this. Utah, the earthquakes that happened in Utah, you're saying there were tunnels, human trafficking tunnels that were blown up?
Yes. So what I'm saying is the Mormon Church is very connected. They're just as bad, if not worse, as the Vatican Church, but they've been very protected. There's a lot of money in it. There's a lot of power influence. Let's not forget what Utah originally was here. Back in the old days, it was a breakaway civilization from the Union from Brigham Young, who wanted to marry all these young girls. So they said, the federal government said, okay, you can just have Utah. Just do your own thing. So they've been ripe with child trafficking for a long time. And that church is going to have their day of reckoning like the Catholic Church did. And Utah in Romney is highly connected to it. There's a reason he wants Trump out immediately. He may take a run at it. Who knows? As the presidency, there's a reason he's back in Utah as a senator, because he has a lot to lose, just like a lot of them do, in this trafficking system. And some people say Pence is involved. Well, I tend to agree with that, and I think he's indicted as well. If we're going to get in the indictment game here. He's playing his role. I don't think he has a lot of control. We don't see a lot of speeches from him or doing anything.
I have such a hard time believing there are secret indictments on this. They're holding people. I've heard that. I'm not debating with you. I have a hard time believing that when I hear that.
It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe, but when we actually got a call.
Who's telling you this? Yeah, who's telling you this?
We got a call from I won't say exactly who, but we got a call from one of the kids of the president.
Interesting.
About, I want to say 10 weeks ago, over 10 weeks ago. And we went to air with it. We spoke about it. We put a National News article out there. So we're getting some major intel from the top. Now, he's not going to go to Fox and Friends and say this, because, people would freak out. But I think this audience can handle it. The indictments, it's a weird thing, because what else we were being told was a lot of the intel I was saying that they're looking at arresting Obama and Hillary in January, at the end of January. Now, when I heard it 10 weeks ago, I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Well, what is Trump now saying that Obama committed treason?
Yeah.
Then you hear, why did Kamala Harris and Cory Booker put a anti-lynching bill out before they did the Juicy Smollett event? Well, what is the punishment for treason? It's hanging. There's a reason they're trying to get these things out of the way, because they know their crimes are so high. They're so detrimental to the fabric of America when people really do find out what they've been up to, that people are going to want to lynch them in the street. They're going to want to arrest them immediately and call for their imprisonment. So
I think all they have to do, you want to do this in a this will be taken care of in 6 months if they just get some of these videos off Wiener's laptop and just put it out there so people see this. It wouldn't take much. You show Hillary Clinton, and Uma Abedin doing some crazy thing to some kid, allegedly or whatever. Just show something like that and see how long she gets to walk around the street or any of these people. That's all they have to do.
It sounds easy to do, but then when you find out that they have contingency plans for these days of if that were to happen. By the way, all the cops at the NYPD that did see that laptop and what's on there, I want to say 25 out of the 26 of them are dead now by, quote, suicide. There's one who's still alive.
Whoa.
I don't want to say
that's
I'm in
a
contact
big story.
With him. Well, yeah, I don't want to say I'm in contact with him, but I know people that are, and he is totally in hiding out. It's just the most egregious things you can possibly imagine are on
What does he say is on that tape? What does he say is on that laptop? What have you heard? What has he said? What is on that laptop?
If you look at the report by the Inspector General of the U.S., when they investigated the laptop, it said Hillary Clinton crimes against children. So
whoa.
I take his word for it. It's crimes against children. It's, you name it, is on that computer, or as Huma Abedin put it in the file there, life insurance. So it's all there. Now, we got word, we put it out there, that Trump actually has the computer or the file as his Trump card in the event Barr does not execute properly or turns or whatever. So Trump is 10 steps ahead of this, 10 moves ahead of everyone else. Now, he's been preparing for this for a long time. And they've been spying on him for a long time. I want to say since 2010. you had Robert Mueller send his niece or whatever into Mar-a-Lago, Brooke Mueller with her husband, to then record Trump and stuff. So this has been a war for over a decade. And I say that because if you recall, the DHS in 2013 that received 1.5. Billion hollow point bullets from Obama, over 7,000 fully automatic weapons and tanks to the DHS by Obama.
Yep.
Nobody knows where they were. I found them. I exposed them. I found them over 2 months ago. They're underneath the Capitol building in Sacramento, the state Capitol building, and it goes 10 stories down. I had a mole, I don't want to get in trouble, tell me that they're there. I have video, everything. It is happening. They're issuing them. Here's the big thing. They don't just have them there to store. They're issuing all the fully automatic weapons and bullets to Antifa, to Black Lives Matter. And for some reason, the tanks are there. Who are they saving the tanks for, if we can imagine?
Are you telling me they're about to unleash a secret army or insurrection in America?
I'm telling you, this has been the plan because Obama planned it. That's why there's cache of weapons, not just there, in empty mansions throughout the country.
Wow.
And then guess who's issuing them to Antifa? What we found out is state FDA of California and CHP,
Dean, this is such big news. What we're talking, to Dean Ryan from Real Deal Media, realdealmedia.com. This is so provocative and so dripping with just so many angles. I don't even know what to ask you now. We got about 3 or 4 minutes before the end of the show. I want to have you on again soon. You got 3 or 4 minutes. You tell me, your audience, whatever. You tell us all whatever you want to tell us. I don't even know what to ask you now. Say whatever you want to say.
Sure. I'm so glad to be on, and we're in this together, and this is real. I bet my reputation, my life on it, and what I'm telling you guys is there's a reason China just bought 130,000 acres in West Texas near Fort Hood. There's a reason why the Obama gave the Navajo Nation $4.5 billion before he left office, because what I'm telling you guys is where the trafficking and the fentanyl has been going on is not just the border. It's been happening in the Native American reservations in this country, and they have been their own sovereign nations, like Navajo Nation. They have signed treaties with the UN to allow the Chinese troops to be stationed at the reservations in Oklahoma and they're getting ready for the big war. And we're not going to see it this year. This is all the domestic stuff that, you know, Trump can somewhat control. The big reveal is going to be going forward when China takes off the mask and say, okay, we're not the Democrat Party. We're China. We own California. We're here to stay. You're going to have to come and take it from us. And this war is going to get hot. So that's what I'm telling you guys. This is
Are you saying after Trump's, after 2024? I'm hearing 2030. They feel like we're going to be basically in a Mad Max, maybe an exaggeration, but basically a breakdown and all out war on the streets of America by 2030. Do you concur with that?
I see that happening a lot sooner. I think we're going to see a lot of things after this election, and they may wait out till Trump's out and trying to take the next election. But I see Trump taking the gloves off, totally doing a colonoscopy on everything China in this country. And we're in for a real ride of our lives. But that's what we do at TheRealDealMedia.com. I mean, we tell it like it is, like it was, and like it's going to be.
It's really nice to meet you. I love talking to you. You got to come on again soon. We got to talk about this more. I didn't know we were going to go with some of these angles. I don't even know what to ask you. Some of these points. I mean, my jaw is just open. I don't even know where to go with some of these things. We got about 30 seconds. RealDealMedia.com is his website. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unprecedented times, and everything's on the table, and who you are and your ability to go forward. Are you endowed by your creator or not? Is the Bill of Rights the law or not? You are going to be tested in all these things. Ryan or Dean, last word is yours, my friend. RealDealMedia.com. Turn it down a little bit, Todd.
Well, it's an honor to be here. We're going to get through this. I'm the true bearer of the light. Find me on YouTube, Dean Ryan TV, but Real Deal Media, I'm there. I'm with everyone 7 days a week. We're going to get through this, guys, and we're going to have a party one of these days and remember these kabuki theater
absolutely.
Times.
Absolutely. Hey, God bless Thanks you and God keep you in your true efforts. Godspeed, my friend. Thank you so much, Dean. Stay there. Stay there.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. We'll see you tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.